BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Thursday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Calm down a second.
I will not.
Well, keep it down then, or the customers will hear you.
All right, tell me again. The pies?
No, well, the pastry.
The card and the scampi.
Well, it's still scampi, just not whole tail.
Anything else?
No, well, not that I know of.
Well, keep looking. Why would he just stop at three things when he can cut corners wherever he likes?
Mum, look, it's good that we know. We can change the menu to correct it, but really, he was probably trying to save you and Kenton money. And, you know, lots of people do it, apparently.
I'm not lots of people. Would you tell your customers your cakes were made by you if they weren't?
No.
I'm not lots of people, Fallon. And we don't do it here. Oh, you wait until that useless specimen gets back.
Oh, no, Mum, what are you going to do?
Oh, I have a right mind to...
No, look, I really couldn't stand me knowing and not telling you, but I'm sure that Dad'll fix it when he comes back. In the meantime, why don't we just get rid of these menus and reprint
or
the...
Or we could get rid of the chef.
Oh, Mum, no!
Now, Susanna, the journalist from Wicket and Stumps magazine, wants us to arrive at one tomorrow.
Oh, that sounds fine.
Perfect. I was thinking I might as well pick you up if you like. We can car share.
Sounds ideal.
Excellent. So I will swing by for you at about 12:15. Forgive me, I'm a bit of a stickler for being on time.
A virtue of the highest order, I believe.
Then we have a plan of action.
Indeed we do. Tea?
Oh, how kind. Yes, please. So, have you made a decision on who will captain your team yet?
Not quite. There are a few contenders. One young man who's shown an interest could, I believe, mature into a very capable captain, given the opportunity and the right guidance, of course.
Well, jolly good. Perhaps we could organise a few friendly matches before the season starts, get the lads warmed up.
Lads and ladies, in our case, remember, Lawrence?
Of course. Silly me to forget. Susanna will love that, a grassroots village team open to all ages and genders.
Well, I'm glad you think so.
Linda, I'm just taking Monty for a walk.
Ah, Khalil. Well, thank you. Lawrence, this is Khalil.
Well, well, look at you, eh, young man?
Monty has been desperate, and as I have a guess, that will be a great help, Khalil.
Yeah, thanks. No worries.
Don't you want to change out of your school uniform first?
Nah, no, I'm good. Monty's excited, so we'd better get going. See ya.
Bye. Lovely boy.
I'm sure. You do offer a very personal touch at your B&B, I must say. I'll have to recommend it.
It's nothing, honestly. They're a very nice family in troubled circumstances.
Huh?
Oh, yes. The recent overspill of sewage and rainwater left their home in an awful mess.
Oh, dear.
Lucky we had room at the inn, so to speak.
Yes.
Here, ma'am.
What's that?
Cheese and salad baguette. You didn't have any lunch.
Oh,
I can get you something hot if you like.
No, this is fine, thanks.
Have you cooled down a little?
Yeah.
Maybe decided to give Dad a second chance. Everyone deserves a second chance, right?
Look, giving Wayne work here, that was his second chance. And now I've had enough. That man will never change, no matter how many chances we give him. He's been lying to us. Mm. And I won't have it, Fallon. I made up my mind.
Have you discussed it with Kenton?
He'll agree with me.
But you should check with him, too.
Oh, don't you worry. I'll be filling him in.
Whoa, good boy, good boy. Keep off my jacket with your muddy paws.
Oh, Monty, come on, come here. Sorry.
It's fine. Although he ought to be on the lead.
Yeah, but he lives here.
And where do you live?
Here, for now.
Ah, Linda mentioned. Are there any other family members arriving soon?
What?
Well, there's you, your mother and your sister and your uncle before you. I understand. I was just wondering if there are any others coming down the pipeline.
No.
Good. Linda's a very kind and remarkable person, isn't she?
Yes.
Yes. Wouldn't want anyone to take advantage of her.
We are paying for our rooms, if that's what you mean.
Good, good. Anyway, better be off, and that dog really should be on a lead.
Khalil, I swear, if you've been out wandering with the dog again instead of doing your homework, I'm going to kill you before Mum gets a chance.
Sorry.
That was a quick apology. What's wrong?
Have you been to the house?
Yeah. The agents have had the carpet stripped and they're going to get the floors professionally cleaned, but it still stinks. We're not going to be back there for ages.
I don't want to go back.
Well, don't say that to Mum, okay?
I won't. I'm not stupid. Did you sort the photos out?
Oh, I wish I never told you about them.
No one can hear us.
Just stop going on about it, will ya?
Well, that'll be a no then.
They're gone. There's no way I can clean them or save them. I mean, some are okay, but most of them I've had to chuck. They're literally in the skip outside the front. I can't believe
it. Have you told Mum?
I mentioned it on Tuesday, but she was in Stress City, so I don't think she took it in. So, no. And I'm not planning to. I just have to figure something out.
Yeah, but how are you going to
do it? I don't want to talk about it, please. Anyway, what's with the face?
I don't want to talk about it. Please.
Okay, sorry. But I'm knackered and my best boots are covered in muck and I just... Has someone said something to you?
Sometimes I really like it in Ambridge.
Yeah?
But sometimes I wish we were back in Solihull. You know, I could just call Shaf and Alex and say, yo, let's go grab a slice of pepperoni on me.
Mom and Dad love spoiling you and your friends. So, go on then. Spill. I know that face. And if someone said something to you, just tell me and I'll sort them out. Was it Linda? Because sometimes she can be a bit
fun. No! It wasn't Linda or Robert before you say anything. Good boy. Good boy. It was just some old bloke who came over to see her about that cricket interview she's doing.
And what did he say?
Nothing, Zainab. He just got a bit weird, you know.
Weird how?
You know.
Tell me exactly what he said.
No, because you'll tell Mum.
I won't, I promise.
It doesn't matter anyway. It's not what he said, it's how he looked at me. Or maybe both. Anyway, forget about it. Come on, Monty. Let's go inside.
Empties from table 7.
Having a look at dessert.
Okay. Oh, by the way, they're not wholetail scampi, was it, with them? Mind you, they ain't hard to place.
Meaning?
Oh, they're from the Beechwood estate, where the drain started spewing muck all over the place.
But it's still not sorted.
Oh, are you kidding? Once that kind of stuff gets in, you're looking at ripping everything out and starting from scratch. Oh, it's awful. Poor things have been sitting here most of the afternoon while their floors are pulled out and dumped in a skip.
Well, maybe we should give them dessert on the house.
We ain't made of money. Well, maybe a drink on the house after. Anyhow, are you sure you can work tomorrow?
Yes, we talked about this. I'll take the morning off so that I'm with Harrison until he gets on the road and then I'll be here just before the busy lunchtime.
Really?
We both discussed it and we decided a nice bit of normal is what we want before he goes.
Oh, it's a shame though.
I know, but I just want everything to be calm and easy for him. I know he's going to find it tough. Anyway, I better finish plating up and get this out.
I spoke to Kenton.
Oh, yeah?
Hmm. And I have a feeling a little birdie got there before me.
Really? What? I just wanted him to consider giving Dad another chance, which he really deserves, Mum.
Kenton was as upset as I am that he's been lying on the menu.
I know. But like I said, it's an easy fix. I'll have a word with him when he comes back off the cruise. I'll make sure he gets wholetail and makes his stuff from scratch. I know my dad, and he will.
Fallon, you don't know him like I do.
No, and he's not your dad, is he? Well, do you know what it's like being in my position right now? You know about this because I couldn't not tell you the truth, and now he's going to get the sack because I ratted on him.
But telling the truth is never wrong. You got nothing to feel bad about.
Yes, I do. Oh. He was so excited about this cruise ship job, playing in a band every night and getting paid to do what he loves, and now he's going to come back to no job, and it'll be hard to find another one if he's sacked from here.
All right, Emma, decent reference.
And it'll be my fault.
Oh, no, it won't. It's Wayne's doing. You don't understand. It don't matter if there's an easy fix. He's put the reputation of my business on the line to cut a few corners. That's unacceptable, especially as he didn't have to, did he?
What did Kenton say?
Oh, he said it's my decision. And as far as I'm concerned, when your dad gets back, you'll have to find a new job.
Yeah.
Oh, and as for the recipes you wanted to try, it's a yes from me. Go for it.
Zainab, good timing. Do you know when your mother's back today? I'm preparing our evening meal. You're all very welcome to join us.
No, thanks. Listen.
Are you sure? What are you doing for dinner?
It doesn't matter. What matters is that you keep that old man away from my brother.
I beg your pardon? What old man?
I don't know his name. The guy you're chasing for this interview.
I'm not chasing anyone. That interview is important for the village cricket team and therefore the village as a whole.
Whatever.
So, you mean Lawrence? Why ever would anyone want to keep Lawrence away? He's harmless.
To you, maybe.
What's happened?
He said something to my brother this afternoon.
Well, what did he say?
I don't know exactly.
Well, it's hardly cause for you to be so abrupt with me, then.
But I know Khalil, and he hasn't said he misses Solly Hull before now. So whatever that man said, it made my brother want to quit Ambridge.
Well, could Khalil have misunderstood?
No.
Or exaggerated, perhaps? You know he told your mother I chased him about with an empty can, which I clearly did not.
No, look, believe me, don't believe me, that's on you. But I know people like this Lawrence man.
But Lawrence is a polite, well-mannered...
I've seen plenty of polite people politely have a dig. And I know my brother, so that man better not be back here while we're here.
Excuse me, young lady. I understand you're quite upset, but I will not have anyone tell me who can and can't visit my house. It was most likely a misunderstanding. I'm sure of it. Let me speak to Khalil.
Oh, that's all he needs. Just leave him alone. Things are stressful enough for us as it is.
Is this about your parents' photographs?
Oh, just leave us alone. And walk your own dog.
Well, never. Oh, yes. Lawrence, I'm leaving you a voice note as I'm in the kitchen with messy hands. Just got your message, and of course pop over and pick up your glasses. I'll have them ready by the door in 10. Lawrence.
Linda, I promise I'm not purposefully making a nuisance of myself.
Of course not.
It's just I can't read a thing without these, so I shall take my spectacles and you shan't see me again until tomorrow. You're still okay for me to pick you up?
Yes, I am.
Good. And thank you. Better not keep you from your cooking.
Yes. Actually, I meant to ask, did you meet the children I was talking to you about, Khalil and Zainab?
Who and who? Oh, yeah. I saw the boy, yes. He seemed nice enough. Are they the red dots or the letterboxes? I never can tell.
Sorry.
Not that it matters, but it's either no beef or no pork. Either way, they veto something I couldn't live without.
Actually, the Maliks are Muslim.
Oh, well, that lot veto everything. At least I got one right. See you tomorrow.
Yes.